Well, folks, coming up on Saturday, law enforcement agencies from across the state, and you can pretty much find any police station that's going to participate in your area or the county sheriff's department, depending on where you're at. They're going to partner the local law enforcement with DEA to give folks the opportunity to discard unwanted prescription drugs. I'm Brian Houseworth. Joining me to talk about this event is Dean Linneman. Dean Linneman is the director of the Division of Regulation and Licensure for the State Department of Health and Senior Services. Mr. Linneman, this is a big event. Every year, it's a huge turnout.
That is correct, and it's been going on since September of 2010 was the first one, I believe, that the DEA sponsored in Missouri. And the numbers are getting better all the time, and residents are taking advantage of this opportunity to clean out their house of those unwanted prescriptions and drugs.
Your boss, Dr. Williams, kind of echoes what you said. He said it's a fantastic opportunity for people to clean out their medicine cabinets and discard old or unwanted medicines. Why is that so important?
Well, it's important because, one, we don't want those medications getting into the wrong hands, those unused medications. Sometimes you're prescribed something after a surgery that, you know, after about the third day, you might don't need that medication. So you leave it in your medicine cabinet, and it could be there for 6 months before you throw it away. It could be there, in some cases, for years. You forget about it. And there is just a bad trend during this opioid epidemic where a lot of the drugs that are found and misused on the street have been found to come from friends and family. And it doesn't mean that it's a, you know, someone giving a medication inappropriately to someone, but it's just that they seem to be available in family medicine cabinets, and they just seem to find their way out and not in the hands of the people that they were originally prescribed for.
One of the things that's a statistic that I read in your department's release says 80% of Americans who used or have been using heroin reported misusing prescription drugs first, kind of tying into the whole theme here.
That's absolutely correct. And some of that misuse could be something as simple as, you know, I'm a high school athlete, I had a knee injury or some sort of athletic injury, and opioids they're a drug. All drugs are dangerous. And for whatever reason, some people are a little more susceptible to becoming addicted. And you take the medication as prescribed, and next thing you know, it becomes something part of your daily life. And that's the concern that we face a lot of times is people becoming addicted simply because, you know, it's available to them.
Final question. I know the service is free. It's anonymous. There's no questions asked. Folks can drop it off. And we've talked about people that might have opioid issues, things like that, that they can drop it off. The other fact that is probably important to note is for people that just have these drugs in their cabinets, years ago, people would flush these things down the toilet, as you know, and that there's some economic or some environmental issues there if they do that.
Absolutely. The drugs that are collected through these take-back programs will be gathered and incinerated, so there's no risk to the environmental issues, you know, as like the polluting streams or rivers or the water supplies that way. So that, again, is a better way. I've heard the story, too, about just flushing them. And if everybody flushed, the amount of opioids that are apparently out there in the state of Missouri, that could cause a potential hazard. So this is yet another way to avoid an unexpected consequence by trying to get rid of your drugs. Take them to the take-back locations, and the officials there will dispose of them properly for you.
So tell me again what they do to them.
They'll be collected and they'll be incinerated. There are facilities throughout the United States where those are taken care of, destroyed that way.
Makes sense. Anything you'd like to add, sir?
No, just that this is a wonderful program. It's been going on since 2010. We are, there's some legislative proposals in Missouri now to make this a more common event. Maybe even a daily event, or the ability for it to become a daily event at certain facilities located throughout the state. So we're looking at taking a very good program and hopefully making it even more accessible to the residents of Missouri.